The council voted 1-5 to reject protesting a permit for the proposed retail marijuana store on Stedman Street in the former Thai House restaurant. Councilmember Dick Coos, who asked that the item be placed on the agenda, was the only vote in favor. Several people spoke during public comment about the issue. Terrence Robbins of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, who's spoken numerous times in opposition to allowing retail marijuana, reiterated his concerns about increased access for youth.
If we have marijuana businesses in Ketchikan, it normalizes it. It makes kids think that it's safe.
Three others spoke in favor of allowing retail pot. Derek Meister says the community needs to figure out how to make legalized marijuana functional and safe. Carl Ritchie, a local doctor who owns the building where the proposed marijuana business would be located, says pot is relatively benign and carries far fewer risks than alcohol, methamphetamine, and especially tobacco. Eric Reamer, one of the partners working on opening the proposed marijuana store, gave the council some details about the business. He says they plan to close relatively early in the evening, about 8 p.m., to alleviate concerns about noise. There also are strict guidelines about filtration, he says, which would minimize the smell of pot outside the store. The proposed business would have two sections. One would be a lounge where people can purchase and then eat or smoke marijuana on the premises but can't take any with them. A separate area is where customers can purchase packaged marijuana for home use. Coos had expressed concern about Ketchikan becoming a pot port and about cruise passengers carrying marijuana on board the ships, which don't allow cannabis. Reamer says many passengers board the ships in ports where marijuana also has been legalized.
People are getting on these ships in Seattle. People are getting on these ships in Anchorage. These are two places where cannabis is also available, right? And so if they wanted to bring cannabis with them, try to sneak it onto the boat, they could do it when they first come onto the boat. So I don't believe we're putting an undue temptation in front of passengers.
Reamer added that his proposed business would provide plenty of warning to customers about not taking marijuana on board the ships through signage and verbal reminders. Reamer says the lounge, where customers buy single-use amounts and imbibe on-site, likely would see the most cruise passenger traffic. He expects that the separate store would cater more to locals and would offer medicinal products in addition to recreational cannabis. The location of the proposed store is pretty much the only spot in the downtown core that doesn't fall within state buffer zones. Those buffers are a minimum distance between a marijuana business and, for example, a school, church, or youth facility. So if they get through all the various permit processes, the Stony Moose Lounge likely would be the only retail marijuana store in downtown Ketchikan. While many council members expressed concern about allowing a pot shop downtown, most agreed that if it has to happen, this proposal sounds like one they can live with. Here's Councilmember Jana Lee Gage.
As much as I don't like it, if I was going to test out the theory, I'd probably like to see them doing that than somebody that's irresponsible.
The business proposal still needs to go in front of the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Planning Commission for a conditional use permit. The business also will need a state license and, eventually, a source of legal pot to sell. Reamer says the handful of local cultivation businesses that are making plans now will find a way to get their products tested, and he's confident that there will be a supply for the retail store. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.